Ayuka Babu is the director, executive director of the Pan-African Film Festival. He joins me now. Welcome and congratulations on 17 years.
It's good to see you, Tony.
How has it changed since the time that you and Danny Glover and Janet Dubois got this thing started way back?
I think the biggest change is probably the... I guess the continual excitement and the maintaining of the excitement. It from the very beginning, it was success. It was exciting. It was full of energy, and it continues to be. I think the biggest change that it continues, because you know, there's an African proverb that says that even the loudest noise dies down sometimes.
I got you. Now you talk about the films we want to look out for, and how you have expanded the numbers and base and genres of films that you show.
Basically, we really haven't really expanded. We have just continued to add more, I guess, in the sense of numbers expanding. I think we had about 75 films the first year, which really covered the same spectrum. What we try to do is to bring, as a result of the slave trade and colonization, I'll start it that way, the African people were spread throughout the world. And if you want to understand our story, if we want to understand our own story, and if other people want to understand our story, then we have to understand our story doesn't start in, you know, 1619 between L.A. and New York and Canada and Mexico, but a little bit of our story is in Haiti, a little bit of our story is in Papua New Guinea, a little bit of our story is in Ghana, in Europe. And you put all these stories together, you begin to get, Sil Coker, the great Sierra Leone writer, calls the complex narrative that is our life.
Now, how are you affected by the fact that we are in a down economy, both in terms of the entrance into the films that are being entered into the festival, as well as the support for the festival?
Number one, the support is the biggest issue. There's a mixture of things in the economy of film festivals such that we're having a lot of problems getting financial support. We're trying to offset that by building a ticket base, because if folks come to see the films, they don't have to worry about corporate sponsorship. But corporate sponsorship is way down, that kind of thing. And we have some support from especially the city council folks, Bernard Parks and Herb Weston, folks like that, Karen Bass and Diane Watson. But corporate supports are way, way, way down.
Now, one of the things I noticed,
which is never very good in the first place.
Absolutely. You have expanded beyond your initial venue at the Magic Johnson Theater, where you were for a number of years. Mm-hmm. But you're there, and you're also now expanded into Culver City. Are you screening other places?
In Culver City. We originally opened Sunset 5 in 1992 with Bob Limley in Virgin Records Store. And then when Magic opened in the community, which Crenshaw Boulevard and King is a center of the black community in Los Angeles, we moved to Magic Johnson Theaters and stayed there until this year. We moved as a result of Magic selling the theaters. The whole chain is sold, and the prices that we were asked to pay was, you know, we didn't want to pay those kind of prices for that level of service, so we began to look around and find some place to go. We initially thought about going back to Hollywood, ArcLight, where a lot of film festivals are. But our middle-class black base, they don't like to drive up to Hollywood during the week. They'll come on the weekend.
Traffic.
They don't want to fight the traffic.
Yeah, traffic.
And so we compromised and found a wonderful theater in Culver City called the Culver Plaza Theater. And that's at 9919 West Washington Boulevard, cross street from Sony Pictures.
Well, that will only be available to people who are in this area. Our time is out, but I appreciate you coming. We're excited for you.
We're happy to be here. By the way, we're in Atlanta. If you can't come to L.A., we're in Atlanta with the National Black Arts Festival in July.
All right. Ayuka Babu, one of the founders and executive director of the Pan-African Film and Arts Festival. He joined me here in the studios of NPR West.